T-R Mobile. The U2T Mobile.
We just leaving out of the home QTH and headed down to Aldi's and Krieger because Bernice seen something there that gives you some energy. What do you call it? Pedialyte. Maybe make me feel a little better.
And give you a little boost that way. I get some stuff at Publix. It's not Pedialyte, but I think they call it Hydrolyte or something like that. It's the same thing. And I keep a bottle of that on at the house all the time. In fact, I keep two, one in the fridge and one in the cabinet, in case I need to go back and hit it again. So it's there, and I'll use it to take pills and things like that. So makes things a little bit easier, you know.
I'm just thinking about going downtown and buying a couple of pounds of fentanyl and a couple of pounds of cocaine, and I guess that's the way they measure it. And maybe that'd be strong enough medicine. I shouldn't say that. They'll probably, FBI'll be banging on my door.
Probably put you in another place, you know, one of those little pine boxes that they plant in the ground. That's what that would do to you.
The police officers have to handle that stuff, I guess. If they just breathe any of that fentanyl, it takes them out, and they have to use Narcan on them real quick or they'll die. Kind of crazy, Rusty. I don't understand it.
That's true. And I'll... doctor said everything sounded good. Going, didn't need to change anything on my hearing aids. The balance was good. I'm now getting all the upper ranges that I was missing before. He said no need to see you until next year when it's time for your annual checkup and adjustment and everything else. And that's the thing about it is these can be readjusted without having to get a new set if my hearing changes, so that's what I'm looking for too. When I got these this time, so that's a good benefit.
Bernice's can be too, and that's good. They adjusted them just the other day, and it really helped out, didn't it, Mom?
Yes.
Quite a lot. She has that tinnitus or tinnitus, whatever you want to call it, and ringing in the ears. I guess that's from slapping her around too much. I might have to cut down on that as she gets older.
Hear that ringing in the background when she clangs you, top of your head with that frying pan, and I know it's going to ring because that head of yours is hollow.
Hit it, Rusty.
And you hear the violence in her voice. I don't think she'd step on an insect to get rid of. I married Mother Teresa's sister, I think.
And she takes care of you and puts up with you, that's for darn sure. And she's got all my thoughts and prayers because she does that. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk to you later because I've reached a place. I'm going to go in and have me some tacos and some refried beans, and then I'll decide what I'm going to do the rest of the day because I got a board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. So, unfortunately, that's Zoom, so I won't have to go anywhere. So, anyway, I will talk to you a little bit later. Be careful out there on the road. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
All right, Rusty. Here's your tip of the day. Them aren't refried beans. Those are reused beans. That's what I call them, because I don't like them. Anyway, you take care. Nice to hear you this morning. And lately I've had three nurses, one from Michigan and one from down south here, 14 in Pelham with the daughter. They're keeping an eye on me, so I should be all right. Amy said that she heard that was going around quite a bit at General Electric. It's just kind of a stomach virus, and I know my neighbor had it the other day, so I like to throw it in the ditch. Take care, Rusty. W2T and 0TR. 73.